cattle futures strengthened Wednesday with fundamental and technical support. The International Monetary Fund paints a bleaker economic outlook in its latest update. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 4th of August. Steady to firmer cash prices helped live cattle futures close an average of $1.17 higher on Wednesday, from 67 cents higher at the back to $1.82 higher in spot August. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was slow on moderate demand in Nebraska through Wednesday afternoon, with live prices at 140 to 142 a hundredweight, but mostly $2 higher at $140. Dress trade there last week was at $225. Elsewhere, trade ranged from limited on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand, with too few to trend. On Tuesday, live prices were steady at 135 in the Southern Plains and unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at 143. Dress prices there last week were $2.24 to $2.28. Choice box beef cutout value was 52 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $267.94 a hundredweight. Select was 25 cents lower at $241.30. Recently lower corn futures and continued calf strength helped boost feeder cattle futures an average of $1.62 higher, from $1.22 higher at the front to $2.15 higher at the back. Corn futures firmed on Wednesday, though, and closed mostly fractionally higher to 2 cents higher following the previous session's steep decline. Soybean futures closed 11 to 16 cents lower, pressured by lower oil prices. With just two trendable sales to report at press time, feeder steers sold $5 to $8 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $6 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves traded steady to weak, with the majority being unweaned new crop types. There were 7,032 head on offer across both days. And at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers traded mostly $2 to $6 higher, with spots of $10 higher. There were 1,476 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, supported by strong corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 416 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 63 points higher. And the NASDAQ was up 319 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.72 to $3.76 lower through the front six contracts. Compared to its last quarterly world economic outlook, the International Monetary Fund paints a bleaker outlook for the global and domestic economies in its July update. IMF analysts explained the tentative recovery last year was followed by increasingly gloomy developments this year as risks began to materialize. According to the report, global output contracted in the second quarter of this year due to downturns in China and Russia, while U.S. consumer spending undershot expectations. As well, several more shocks hit the global economy, which was already weakened by the pandemic. According to IMF, those shocks include higher than expected worldwide inflation, especially in the United States and major European economies, which triggered tighter financial conditions, and the worse than anticipated slowdown in China, reflecting COVID-19 outbreaks and lockdowns, all amid further negative spillovers from the war in Ukraine. The International Monetary Fund's baseline forecast global economic growth this year to be 3.2% compared to 6.1% last year. That new estimate is 0.4% less than the previous one. U.S. economic growth is projected at 2.3% this year versus 5.7% last year, and that estimate is 1.4% less than the previous outlook. IMF projects global economic growth next year at 2.9% and economic growth in the United States at 1%. The risks to the outlook are overwhelmingly tilted to the downside, according to the report. Among the risks, IMF analysts say the war in Ukraine could lead to a sudden stop of European gas imports from Russia. Inflation could be harder to bring down than anticipated, either if labor markets are tighter than expected or inflation expectations unanchor. As well, tighter global financial conditions could induce debt distress in emerging market and developing economies. Renewed COVID-19 outbreaks and lockdowns, as well as further escalation of the property sector crisis, might further suppress Chinese growth. Finally, they say, geopolitical fragmentation could impede global trade and cooperation. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 4th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.